New Country 96.3. That's why we're America's most exciting radio station, because we always do things like this. Like last night, for a matter of fact, we had our Country Fest starring Scotty McCreery, Michael Ray, Shenandoah was there also, Corey Kent. It was a great night.
We're exhausted.
There was a bit of a, I wouldn't raise it to an incident, but a discussion between Michelle and I backstage, mm-hmm. With some of the backstage food.
Mm-hmm.
There's this kind of this restaurant called Portillo's. It's from Chicago. They have
so good.
Yes.
Oh gosh, I kept telling him how good it was.
This was the food we had for the entertainers and so forth, and for our staff back there and our sponsors. And it was like they have these Chicago style hot dogs, and they also beef sandwich dog.
It's a beef bus that they've been having around DFW.
Yeah. So yeah, they've been coming around with food trucks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Michelle got a sandwich, and I already had a hot dog. I didn't really want a sandwich, and I thought, oh, can I have a? I just want to take a bite.
Yeah, you kept like hovering over me, though.
I wasn't hovering.
Yeah, you were definitely hovering.
I'm eating
my Portillo's beef dog,
uh-huh.
And you're like, oh man, I really want to try that one. I'm like, well, get one. There's plenty of them there.
I didn't really want to try a whole sandwich just for one bite.
Okay, well, I wanted to try the hot dog, and nobody offered me a hot dog.
I had already had my hot dog.
Well,
at that
okay,
point.
Well,
I would have shared part of the hot dog.
Too bad, so sad. I wasn't going to let you take a bite out of my beef dog.
Okay, but I didn't. But you know what?
You were just there. Oh, man, I really want to try it. Well, go get one, Hawkeye. Let me eat in peace. And every bite I would take, you're like, man, that looks real good. Yeah. It is good. Go get one.
Finally, relented.
I said, you want me to cut you a piece? Oh, yeah, I'll take a piece. You've been asking me for a piece.
I wasn't going to let
you take a bite out of it. Put your saliva on my
sure,
beef
I didn't
dog.
Sure, I didn't want a bite of it. I just wanted a piece of it. You cut a piece. I'm going to give you a life point for that yesterday, man. You get a life point for cutting off a piece of your sandwich.
So you didn't suggest that.
No, that's why you're getting a life point, because you came up with a solution.
Oh, you wanted to take a bite out of my
I wouldn't have taken a bite out of my sandwich. All right.
Yes, you would have. I said you want one, you would have put all your slobber all over it.
I would have probably cut it off with a knife. I probably would have. They had a knife there. Here's the point here we're making, because we had this discussion about friends that are not friends sharing food, okay? Like biting someone's sandwich. I think Michelle is right on that one. You shouldn't really bite someone's sandwich. You should cut it off with a knife. Okay, but let me ask you. What about a basket of chips? If we were at a restaurant, would you
share that? Yeah.
Okay, we would share a basket of chips. Okay. What about fries?
I'm going to share fries.
Okay.
Just don't double dip.
What about if you and I were at the movie theater, would you and I share popcorn?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? It's like chips.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Tom, would you share popcorn?
Not in a million years. No.
What is wrong with you? Okay, you want to take my sandwich, but we can't share popcorn?
No,
kernels?
I wanted to cut off a piece of your sandwich. But yeah, isn't that weird? Like popcorn, I couldn't do popcorn.
Weirdo.
No, you're the weirdo. You're the weirdo.
Why
sharing your popcorn? That's intimate. I don't know. That's
they
like
put it on the table when you go to some of the restaurants. There's popcorn. When you have friends over, you put popcorn on the coffee table and everybody grabs popcorn.
Not at our house. We don't do it that way. We're Americans. We don't share our popcorn
like
that.
We're Americans? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm reaching. I'm grabbing here. I don't know. Okay, so here's the... Okay. 888-787-1963. That's the number to call. All right. Fries. Are fries okay to share?
Yes. Nachos are good to share.
Okay. What will you not share? Where's the line drawn in your palate, in your food life? Is it popcorn at a movie theater? I mean, and I'm not talking with your spouse, because I'll share popcorn with my spouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will not. But like, I couldn't share popcorn. You know,
work friends?
No, I'm not sharing popcorn. I think that's
But you wanted me to share my sandwich.
After you cut off a piece.
No, after you hovered the entire time I was enjoying it.
Well, we were wondering, though, where's the line drawn on sharing food? Like a basket of chips at a Mexican restaurant. Everybody's digging in there. All right. But would you share that popcorn with somebody at a movie theater? It's just kind of like, why is that different? And we were having that discussion, so we want to know, where is your line drawn? What do you share? What do you not share?
I actually wouldn't share anything.
Nothing. A basket of chips you wouldn't share.
I would pour some on a napkin, but if you have to dig,
My line is this: you can have just about everything, but you're not touching my popcorn.
Okay, so popcorn is the line. You will not. Will you share popcorn with your spouse or boyfriend?
No.
Oh, wow.
Now, there's a reason for that. I'm severely addicted to popcorn. So that's the only reason why.
It's just, this is more of a greed thing.
Yes.
Just wanted to say that I guess I'm weird because I share everything.
You'll share, if you go to a movie with a friend, you'll share popcorn.
I'll share popcorn. I'll share burgers with my friends. I really don't see nothing wrong with it.
Are you cutting the burger in half, or like you're just saying, hey, take a bite of this?
I'll just say, hey, take a bite.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to have to agree with Michelle. I can't share anything that someone else lips touch.
So popcorn, you couldn't. Michelle, you said you could share popcorn, right?
I could, but like I don't like you touching my food.
Yeah, but see, with popcorn, the mouth doesn't physically touch it. So if I know somebody washes their hands, that's different. But in terms of hot dogs, burgers, sandwiches, ice cream, soup, anything that a person's mouth would physically have to touch, and including my two little girls, I can't do it.
You can't even share with your children?
Absolutely not. They don't get to touch my drinks, my straws, my spoons, silverware, nothing, because I think of their saliva and the bacteria.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, man.
What was that list again of all the things you can't share?
Hot dogs, burgers, sandwiches, ice cream, soup, drinks, my straws, my spoons, silverware, nothing.
Oh, my gosh. What did I owe? Over 10 things. That
wow.
Was
like, okay.
Crazy.
All right. Right. You know what? That's kind of funny because, like, with your kids, I mean, you're, like, all the time you're sharing stuff, especially if they're little.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, but hey. Don't touch my food.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.